kids to believe? The person in trouble or the person representing the kingdom? Come on, if we're ambassadors of him that represent the fullness of who he is, we probably ought to be in agreement with his heart and rightly represent who he is. I think the faith in Revelation is all about the church being in faith. The believer, the person praying. Yeah. I hear this all the time in the church. They say, yeah, but he couldn't do any miracles, mighty works in Nazareth because of their unbelief. But if you look up in the Bible about their unbelief, it's the rejection of Christ. And here's what they did. They resisted him because they were familiar with him, because they knew his mother, family, brothers, and sisters. And they said, you're no Christ at all. You're Joseph's son, for heaven's sakes. And they never brought their sick to him. When we say he could do no mighty work because of their unbelief, what do we think? He laid hands on lepers and the leprosy just sat there? That he laid hands on paralytics and they didn't get up? Come on. Isn't that powerful? They didn't bring the sick to him, but all that came to him were healed. All that touched him, all that he touched. But when you reject him, God resists the proud. You can't be touched by him. You can't. When you're rejecting him, you're resisting him. So he could do no mighty work because they didn't come to him. They didn't gather the sick of the city and bring them to him. See, if they'd have brought a paralytic there, full of attitude with their arms crossed, well, if you're more than Joseph's son, let's see what you can do. Who thinks that Jesus would have said, well, I really love the healing, but I just can't because you guys are so out of order and you are so full of unbelief. I'm going to the next town. You know what he'd have done? Because of his love